We're holding by the Mishnah on Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. Mishnah says, "Hakosev toif se gittin." If a sofer is writing forms for gittin, so Rashi explains, in other words, like this, you know, people pay him to write them shtaris, to write them gittin and other kinds of shtaris. Now he might at times somebody comes with a commission for a portfolio for a get, and he's busy with other projects, so therefore he wants to have a bunch of pre-made gittin ready, where all he has to do is fill in some of the information. As we've learned before, you have a get, and pretty much any other shtar has two. The text of it can be divided into the tofus, which is the boilerplate, the loshen that's the same from one to the other, versus the toref, which is the parts that are unique to each shtar. In the case of the get, that would include the date, and the names of the husband and the wife, and so forth. So sofer is doing that. Sorach she'aniach mokam ha'ish, he has to leave space for the husband's name, or mokam ha'isha, and space for the wife's name. Now, the chiddush of that, Rashi points out, is, in other words, even if the sofer, let's say, he knows that that a particular couple are quarreling. So he may think to himself, well, then, you know what, I have a feeling they're heading towards divorce. Why don't I prepare the get in advance with their names, and that way it'll be ready if the husband comes and decides he wants to divorce her. So he can't do that, basically, because he needs, the husband has to tell him to write the get. And here you don't have that, but we're gonna go into more detail about that in the Gemara. Anyway, so he needs to leave those spaces. Or Mokam Azman, he also needs to leave the space for the date, because otherwise the get would be predated. One interesting point that's missing, first of all, the Gemara is going to talk about whether there's other parts, but another part that it's not mentioning is the name of the city. You always have also in the get, and in fact, in a typical get nowadays, it's repeated multiple times, the name of the city where the husband is located and the name of the city where the wife is located. Those aren't mentioned over here. So that brings up a point among Rishonim. Maybe if you don't write the city at all, it is kosher. Maybe only b'di'evad do you need to write that. Or the Tosfos Sudeid over here says, practically speaking, a sofer usually only writes for people in his city. So he might well pre-fill in the city, even though that's obviously not the same from one get to another, because who is going to come? Who are his potential customers? Largely only people from that city. Anyway, but you have to leave those spaces blank, because those, of course, have to be written l'shma, and anyway, that has to be written at the commission of the husband. We're going to talk about that more in the Gemara. Shtore milva, by the same token, suppose a sofer is writing out forms for shtore chov, for IOUs, same kind of thing. To shtore milva, that is, tzorech sheniach mokam malva, mokam loiva, mokam mois, mokam azman. He has to leave spaces for the names of the malva, the loiva, the money, and the amount of money and the time. Same ideas, and Rashi says the same point. Even if he finds out that Reuven is really trying to borrow money from Shimon, and he knows that Reuven wants to borrow money, he shouldn't think to himself, well, in that case, then I might as well already write in the names of Reuven and Shimon and the dollar amount. He can't do that, again, for reasons that we're going to discuss in the Gemara. Now the point is, actually, now in the case of a get, of course, you have to have, it has to be written by commission of the husband, b'chos of law, it has to be written by the husband or by his shliach. By shtori chovis, you don't have that. Nevertheless, it actually points out that we make a gzera, because if you're allowed to do it by shtoris, you might come to do it by other shtoris, you might come to do it by gittin. Again, we're going to discuss that point in the Gemara. And another one, shtori mekach, if a sofer is pre-writing bills of sale, same idea. He has to leave blank the spaces for the sellers and the buyers, for the buyers and the sellers space and names. The amount of money, the place of the field, because of course that's going to change from one shtar to another, or and the date. All of those, because of the takana, and we're going to see in the Gemara what that means. What is the word mipnei takana? What is that? What part of the Mishnah is that referring to? And what takana are we talking about? Rabbi Yehuda posel kolon, continues the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda would say all of them are posel, meaning even if he left all those blank spaces, Rabbi Yehuda would still say it's no good, for reasons that we'll learn in the Gemara. Rabbi Lozer machshir b'kulon. On the other hand, Rabbi Lozer holds they're all kosher as long as he leaves those spaces chutz migitin noshim, with the exception, he says, of gitin of women. There we do make the gzera that the sofer shouldn't write the tofus in advance, because he may write the todif in advance, and that would make it a posel a get. Because after all, the posik says by a get that he has to write it lo, meaning specifically for her name. So therefore, now the Gemara is going to point out that part is referring, that part of the of that those words in the posik are referring to the todif. The posik doesn't care about you writing the tofus, all the other. All the other details, all the other boilerplate text that's mentioned in the get, that's only, all of that is only midrabanan. So what does Rabbi Elazar mean by that? We're going to talk about that in the Gemara. With that said, by the way, now Rashi learns that Rabbi Elazar is saying that he's machshir b'kulon, meaning that he's saying, so in other words, according to Rashi, the three opinions are as follows. The Tanakama saying it's always fine to write a tofes, you just have to leave the todef out. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, on the other hand, that even to write the tofus is no good. And then Rabbi Elazar would be saying that by all of them, what like the Tanakhama said, it's fine to write the tofus, but not by a get that you write that you have to write the whole thing. Tosfos, on the other hand, learns that Rabbi Elazar would be saying that you could even by a get, you could even or by other shtaris rather. My other shtaris, you could even write the todif. It's one thing by a get, you can't because v'chosav law, but by other shtaris, where you don't have that concept, Tosfos learns that Rabbi Elazar would say you could even write the todif in advance. In other words, again, you know, for example, that Reuven is trying to borrow money from Shimon, then you can already write it. Obviously, it won't be signed until the actual transaction takes place. And Rabbi Elazar won't have a problem with that. Now the Gemara is going to point out later on, you have something called Mechsi Keshikra. You have, it's true by other shtaris, of course, you don't have a chos of law, but you have the concern that it's going to look like a lie. How could you be writing that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon when he didn't actually borrow it yet? Nevertheless, Tosfos learns Rabbi Elazar is not concerned about that. In fact, Tosfos says, you see that from the order in the Mishnah. If Rabbi Elazar allowed it only the Tosfos, then the order in the Mishnah should be first the Tanakhama, then Rabbi Elazar, and then Rabbi Yehuda. First of all, it would be shorter wording, and second of all, each one would be machmer over the one before him. So, on the other hand, Tosfos says, like they're learning that Rabbi Elazar is saying that even the Torah is fine by other shtaris, then fine. We're saying Rabbi Yehuda is referring to the Tanakhama. You, Tanakhama, said you could write the Tosfos. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can't. And Rabbi Elazar, on the other hand, would be saying by other shtaris, I'm more makel than Tanakhama, because I'm saying that you can write even the Torah, and by gittin, so by other shtaris, I'm being more makel than the Tanakhama, and allowing even the Torah, and then by gittin, I'm being more machmer than the Tanakhama, and not allowing even the Tosfos. And then Tosfos says, then the order of the Mishnah flows better. Okay. So the Gemara starts off, Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Sorech Shianiach Af Mokam Hareat Muteres L'chol Adam. You do also, besides what we said in the Mishnah, according to the Tanakhama, that you have to leave space for the husband's and wife's names and the space for the date. In addition, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, you also have to leave space for the words Hareat Muteres L'chol Adam, which is the central formula of the get. Tosfos, by the way, points out an interesting point over here. Now, we have, much towards the end of the Masechta, we have that, the expression, gufoi shall get, the essential formula of the get, is hareat materis l'chol adam. Tosfos points out an interesting thing. In older gittin, and I don't know how many of them are actually available anymore to look at, but whatever, in older gittin, it didn't actually have those words, hareat materis l'chol adam. Does that mean they were possible gittin? No, says Tosfos. In general, you have a concept in halacha that says you don't want to be moitzi laz al gittin or rishonim. You don't want to look at an old get and say, hey, something was done wrong in it, this get is no good, because then you're causing people to question that whether there might be problems with that. So no, Tosfos says, the fact that you're writing, before Rabbi Tam said that you should actually write the words Hareat Materis L'chodam, the fact is that we're writing other Lashonis that amounts to the same thing, that amounts to him saying that he's divorcing her. So that was good enough. Rabbi Tam said that better they should write the actual, they do still write those Lashonis as well, but in addition, they should actually write the words Hareat Materis L'chodam. Anyway, so now Rabbi Yehuda is telling us in the name of Shmuel that when the sofer is writing, is preparing pre-made forms for gifting, he has to leave the space for Hareat Mutaris L'Chodam blank. And Shmuel says that our Mishnah necessarily is like Rabbi Lozer. The Omer Edim Asira Kauti. He says, as we've been saying throughout the Masechta, that it's the Edim Asira that make the get take effect. In other words, that the whole, when the pasuk is v'chosav lo, is not like Reb Meir that it refers to the signatures, it's referring to the writing of the get, according to him, technically Edim don't need to sign the get at all. The only reason they do is mipnei tikkuna olam, as it said at the beginning of the Masechta, as we're going to discuss again more in the next perek. So according to him, then you need to actually have Hareat Materis Lahadam, as well as those other details written Lishma, and therefore the sofer can't pre-write them. In civil Lishma, because you need the writing of those words should be done Lishma. So now the Gemara points out Utsricha. Now, so far we've had three times where Shmuel has said about a Stam Mishnah that it goes like Rabbi Lozer, and that we're talking about that it has to be talking about where he left the space blank for the Torah. First, we had a Mishnah in the previous perek about the case where a person wrote a get on something that was mechubal akarka, something that was attached to the ground. So we said there that, you can't write it on mechubal akarka, but if you wrote it with mechubal akarka and then you pulled it out of the ground and chosmoy and gave it to her, it's kosher. So Shmuel had understood chosmoy to mean not you signed it, but rather you completed it by writing the words hareat materis l'chodah and the other parts of the Torah. That was the first one. The second one we had was a Mishnah where we said that anybody can write a get, including a cheresh shot of a cotton. And again, Shmuel had made the same point over there that we're talking about that it's according to Rabbi Lozer, and that you would have to leave the Torah and have a gadol ben das write it, not cheresh shot of a cotton. And then we have our Mishnah. So all of them, Shmuel is saying that they're like Rabbi Lozer. So the Gemara is pointing out, it's Sricha, we need Shmuel to inform us by all three of those. We wouldn't have known if he just said it by one that it applies to the other one. If we only told us by the first one, by the case of Mechobel Akauka, you would say, you would say, you know why that one, you're able to say that it is according to Rabbi Lozer. Because the wording of the Mishnah suggested the Chatani Ein Kosvei Nu Chatani Kosvei. Because first the Mishnah says you can't write on something Mechobel HaKarka, and then it continues, but if you wrote it on something Mechobel HaKarka. So it makes it logical to assume then that the Mishnah means, the first part of the Mishnah means you can't write the entire thing, Teufas and Toref, when it's Mechobel HaKarka. And the second part is saying, but if you wrote the Teufas on Mechobel HaKarka, and then you pulled it out of the ground and wrote the Toref, then fine. So you would say that one, it's easy enough to understand why Shmuel says that it's like Rabbi Lozer. Abel Sefer de Katani She'en Kiyum Aget Ela B'Choismav. But the Sefer, meaning the next Mishnah, in general, often throughout Shas, we assume that all the Mishnayos in one Perek are one continuum, and they were all generally, we would assume, they're also said by one Tana. So there, where it says, so after it mentions about the cheder shirt of a cotton, after that it mentions that a woman can write her own get, and it says she'en kiyuma get ela b'choismav, the validation of the get is done only by those who sign it. So you would think, Emer Reb Meir, he drama Eide Chasima Karti. That sounds like that Mishnah would be like Reb Meir, who says that it's the Eide Chasima who make the get take effect. So now if we learned that way, and we had that in the Gemara before on Daf of Gimel, then we would say that you don't need to leave the Torah over according to the mayor. No part of the get needs to be written Lishma. As we learned over there, even if you found the get in the garbage, then you're allowed to take it and sign it and use it. Because according to the mayor, V'chosav Lo refers to the signatures, not to any part of the get itself. If we learned that way, we would say that Mishnah was like Reb Meir. And therefore you don't have to leave. And therefore the cheder shot of a cotton could write the entire thing, including the Torah. So therefore we need to be told that no, in fact, that Mishnah is also according to Rabbi Lozer, and as we learned over there, and as it actually repeats over here, that the Ein Kima Get Ela B'Chosmav is telling us something else. It's telling us regarding the case of the woman writing her own get, that that would be allowed. She's writing Lashma, she's a Gdola, she's a Bas Das, so she's allowed to, because after all, the Kima Get is Ela B'Chosmav is only by the Edom who sign it, who typically are, now according to Rabbi Lazar, again, you don't really need signatures on it at all, but typically a get is signed, Mepnei Tikkun Olam, and usually also the Edom Mesira, or the same as the Edom Chasima, and therefore, when the Mishnah says Ein Kiyum Get Ela B'Chosmav, it's not giving us a reason why a get written by a cheres shoyt of a cotton is good. It's rather giving us a reason why the get written by the woman herself is good. Is because Ein Kiyum Get Ela B'Chosmav is because ultimately you're going to have Edom signing it, and they're going to be the Edom Asira as well, and they're the ones who are going to make the get valid. So now we learned over there on Daf Chof Gimel, we did have other opinions about that. Tosfos points out that the fact is we had Rabbi Yochanan's opinion over there. Usually also the Gemara would usually assume that all Mishnayos in one Perek usually are from the same Tana. So if the first Mishnah about Mechob LaKarka, what Shmuel made it to deal like Rebbe Lazar, then it's more logical that the next one is also, even though that requires us to force it a little bit into the words of the Mishnah. But it is true, of course, that other Amoraim disagreed with that over there on Daf of Gimel and said that we could say the Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir as well, and say that it means that the Ein Kiyum HaGet Ela B'Chosmav is referring to the fact that the whole get could have been written Shelo L'Shma, and therefore could have been written by a Cheres Shoyt of a Cotton. Anyway, so therefore Shmuel has to tell us that by the second Mishnah. The Iyashmin by he, and if he told us by that one, you would say, ah, he nami ikala ukma kudabalazer. Sure, that second one we could say is like Rabalazer, Aval ha, but our Mishnah over here, Ama but the safer Rabalazer have a Yuresha Lab Rabalazer, you would think. Since the safer, since Rabalazer disagrees at the end of our Mishnah, and he disagrees with the Tanakama and says that Gite Noshim would be possible to write the Tofus. So according to Tosfos, in addition, he also argues and says by other shtaris you could write either the Tertif. So if you have Rabbi Lazar disagreeing, then that has to mean on the face of it, the Tanakama can't be Rabbi Lazar because he wouldn't be disagreeing with himself. And then in that case, we would have to understand that the Tanakama means that you don't have to leave Harayat Materis L'Chadam. You have to leave the names of the husband and wife. And so forth, because otherwise, as the Gemara is going to say later on, Mechsi Kishikra, it looks like a lie. How could you write that Reuven divorced Rachel when he hasn't actually done that yet? But you would say that Harayat Mecheres L'Chol Adam could be written Shelo L'Shma, because again, according to the mayor, all you need is the signature is L'Shma. So therefore, Shmuel has to tell us that no, even in that case, he's saying that our Mishnah is according to the beginning of our Mishnah, as according to Rabbi Lazar, all it is you have two different opinions, as the Gemara is going to say at the top of Amud Beis, you have two different opinions within what Rabbi Lazar says. Does he say that it's fine to write the tofus of a, does he hold that it's fine to write the tofus of a get? Shaloi Lishma, or does he hold not even that midaraisi, you can't write the Torah of Shaloi Lishma, and therefore midarabanan, you can't write the Torah either, and midaraisi, you can write the Torah, but not the Torah of Lishma, and therefore midarabanan, we would say also you can't write the Torah. So Shmuel has to say that. So Shmuel needs to inform us of that, rather than saying that our Mishnah goes like Remeir. So different Rishonim discuss why does force Shmuel to say that, to say that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Lazar, rather than saying more straightforwardly that it goes like Rabbi Meir, and then Rabbi Lazar disagrees in the Sefer of the Mishnah. So a couple of Rishonim discuss various nuances in the Loshon of the Mishnah that might point to that. But anyway, so that's how Shmuel is saying that. That's how Shmuel is saying. Therefore, then then we're left with that, yes, our Mishnah is according to the mayor, is according to the Beloza rather, and therefore, yes, when we say that you have to leave blank spaces for certain things, you also, the fact is, according to the mayor, according to the first of the mayor, that is, you also have to leave enough space for the central formula of the get, which is the words, Hareyat Moteres L'Chalda. And if not, then it won't be good. The Rashba discusses that after all, in the Lashon of the Mishnah, you're saying he has to leave blank spaces for the man's name and so forth, Mipnei Takana, and then he says, but Rabbi Yehuda Poisel, now why what's the Lashon Poisel that Rabbi Yehuda is saying? The Tanakama had not said kosher, he said Tzorech Shiyaniach. So Rabbi Yehuda should have said Rabbi Yehuda Poisel B'maniach. So therefore, it must be, so this is how the Rashba learns, the Tanakama is saying, that the Tanakama implicitly is saying it's kosher, Mipnei HaTakana, Rabbi Yehuda is saying poisel. So therefore, that very fact, says the Rashba, shows it has to be according to the Belazer, according to the mayor, there'd be no reason to point out, because according to the mayor, you could say even the Torah, you could write the whole thing. So therefore, the wording of the Mishnah itself suggests the fact that it says tzarech shiyaniach, and Rabbi Yehuda says on it poisel, suggests that the Tanakama of our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar. That's how the Rashba says it, and then different other Rishonim discuss various other nuances in it. Okay, next we said in the Mishnah Mipnei HaTakana that the sofer is allowed to do this Mipnei HaTakana. Now the Gemara is actually discussing those words out of order, because the Mipnei HaTakana is much further along in the Mishnah. In between, after we deal with Mipnei HaTakana, at the bottom of the Amud, we have the words Shenema v'chosav la, which are they are later in the Mishnah, but rather the point is rather that we have yet to deal with other points that the Mishnah is going to say in between about Mokam Azman. So why is the Mishnah doing it? So that's what it is. In other words, so like this, you would expect usually the Gemara deals with the Mishnah in order. So now at this point is where we should be dealing with the words of Mokam Azman. Instead, we're going to be having the discussion of that beginning in the middle of Amud Beis, and instead now we're talking about Mipnei HaTakana. So Tosfos explains the reason is because this is sort of a continuation of what we just said. We just said that according to Shmuel, the Mishnah is according to the Belazer. So now we have to understand, following that way of looking at it, what does Mipnei HaTakana mean? If instead we were to say that the Mishnah goes like a mayor, then, and we're going to have further along another opinion that looms like that, then we're going to have to say that the words Mipnei HaTakana mean something different. Because again, we have to remember, according to the Belazer, there's something that the get itself has to be written Lashma, and according to the mayor, it does not. So therefore, there have to be different ways of understanding what Mipnei HaTakana means. Why would the Tanakama be saying that you can write only, that they can write most of the get, but leave certain parts blank? How would that be Mipnei HaTakana? So in fact, Tosfos HaRosh says that when we have over here, we have two dots before and after the words Mipnei HaTakana, those don't really belong over there. The two dots are usually meant to show that the next piece is a quotation from the Mishnah. The Tosfos HaRosh says it's not really meant as a quotation from the Mishnah. It's rather a continuation of the previous piece. Now that we explain, according to Shmuel, why he has to say that our Mishnah is according to the Belazer, now we have to understand how he would say, what does Mipnei HaTakana mean? So Mipnei HaTakana, my Takana, what exactly is the Takana? Rabbi Yonason, Mipnei Takana's Sofer. It means in order to fix things up for the Sofer. Like we said, this way the Sofer has a ready stack of them available for when he needs them. Therefore, because of that, the Chachamim allowed him to write most of it. Again, therefore, that shows that our Mishnah would be like Rabbi Lazar, who says Edim Asirapauti. So really, according to Rabbi Lazar, really he ought not to write the Tofus either in advance, because he might come to write the Todef, and according to Rabbi Lazar, that would be possible, of course, because according to him, V'chos Avloch refers to the Todef. But for the sake of the Sofrim, to be able to have ready-made ones that they can use when they need them, the Chachamim allowed it and did not make that Zera. Given that Doraisa, you only need the Torah to be written Lashma, according to Rabbi Lazar, then the Chachamim weren't going to be machmir on the Sofrim, because then it would make things hard for them. They'd have to write a fresh get every time. So therefore, that would be the Mipnei HaTakana Sofer. Then, on the other hand, the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda posel b'chol on. Rabbi Yehuda would say it's possible by all of them, by regular shtaris and by gittin, it's possible to write the tofes at all. First of all, gozer tofes otu toref. First of all, because he makes a gzera, you can't write the tofes because you might come to write the toref. And by a get, that would be possible. And second of all, gozer shtaris, in other words, evidently he holds like Rabbi Lazar. Gozer shtaris otu gittin, because he further makes a gzera, you have to make that gzera by other shtaris that you can't fill in the details because you might come to do it by a get. So that's the result of that, is that he says that's possible by all shtaris. Now, usually we say you don't make a gzera l'gzera, but Rabbi Yehuda would hold, in other words, that it's not really a gzera l'gzera. It's all part of one gzera, because it's very easy once you're writing a shtar to go fill in all the details. Again, we're talking about, like Rashi said earlier, we're talking about where he knows that a particular couple is quarreling, or he knows that a particular person wants to borrow money or buy a field from Pliny. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda figures, if he starts writing the tofes, he may forget and write the tofes as well. And by a get, that would be posel d'oraisa. So therefore, we need to be on the safe side, passel all tofesim of all types of shtaris. In fact, the Maharam Shif points out, I mean, when you get to it, and a get, you have, you don't have any mention of money. In these other shtaris, you have mention of an amount of money. But once we're saying you can't write the Torah by a get, and therefore, to be able to say you can't write the Torah by other shtaris as well, then therefore we're going to include anything that would be included in the Torah for that particular shtar, which in the case of monetary shtaris means the monetary value. Okay. So that would explain Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. And then Rabbi Lazar, Machshir B'kulam, Chutz Megidin Noshim, Rabbi Lazar at the end of the Mishnah would say it's kosher by all of them except for Gidin Noshim, because we would say Tofas Otu Todef Gozar. He agrees you have to make a Gzera. You can't write the Tofas of a get because you might come to write the Todef. But Shtaris Otu Gidin, like Gozar, he holds you don't have to extend that to other Shtaris because he holds that would be considered a Gzera like Gzera. And as we had before, again, Rashi would hold, he does agree that you can't write the Todef of other shtaris because it would be Mechzi Keshikra, it would look like a lie, or because it might be too easily confused with a get. On the other hand, according to Tosfos, he would say the Todef of other shtaris, even you could write in advance, and he's not concerned about Mechzi Keshikra. Okay. Now, the Mishnah had said, Shenema V'chosavla. So the Mishnah had said at the end that Rabbi Lazar had said that it's kosher by everything except for Gitei Noshim, because it says v'chosav loh, and that means l'shma. So the question is, v'ha kiksiv loh, ha torif hu diksiv. What do you mean? The word loh, according to Rabbi Lazar, refers to the torif, because according to Rabbi Meir, it refers to the signature. As according to Rabbi Lazar, it refers to the get itself, but only to the torif. It wouldn't include all the other lashonis that you write in the get, the whole 12 lines that make up the get. So how can you say because it says v'chosav law is why it says you can't write the tofes? Ela ema, no, you have to correct the wording of the Mishnah, not shenemar, but mishum shenemar v'chosav law l'shma, on the basis of what it says v'chosav law, meaning l'shma. The difference being, when it says shenemar, means directly because it says in the pasuk, therefore this is the halacha. Mishum shenemar is more like is more like on the basis of this that it says in the pasuk, the Chachamim made a gzera such and such. In this case, that's what it is. We're saying according to Rabbi Lazar, on the basis of that it says v'chosav law, which means l'shma, and that means the Torah has to be written l'shma. On the basis of that, the Chachamim added, according to Rabbi Lazar, according to the Rabbi Lazar at the end of the Mishnah, don't write the Torah either in advance, because you might come to write the Torah. But it's not directly midaraisa. If you were to write the tofes in advance, then Rabbi Lazar would agree that it's fine b'dieved. So the Gemara goes on. Kasha the Rabbi Lazar ad Rabbi Lazar. Now you seem to have a contradiction between what Rabbi Lazar is saying. If you tell me Shmuel that if Shmuel is telling us that the beginning of the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Lazar and saying that the sofer could write tof segitin, then how is it in the end of the Mishnah he's saying that you can't write tof segitin? And the answer is tre tanoim. If I live with Rabbi Lazar, you would have to say that there are two tanoim disagreeing within what Rabbi Lazar says. In the first tana. The first Tana would say that you could write Tof Segitin. He's not concerned about that you might then come to write the Tof. And the second Tana, within Rabbi Lazar's opinion, would say that you can't write the Tofus either Midrabanon, because you might come to write the Tof. Now, so all of this was Shmuel's understanding of our Mishnah. Now we're going to have a different, which again, to recap, Shmuel held that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Elazar, the beginning, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar. And that he's saying, because he says, Edom Asir Kauti, therefore he says, part of the get itself has to be written Lashma, the part being the Turef, meaning the names of the husband and wife, and Hareat Muter, and Hareat Muter is the Chodam, and therefore all of those have to be left blank. And if not, then the get's going to be possible. And then at the end of the Mishnah, you had a different Tana within Rabbi Elazar's opinion, who would say that even to write the Tofas, the Hatchila, you shouldn't do, even to write the Tofas, Midir Abanan, you shouldn't do, because you might come to write the Torah. Now we're going to have a different understanding of our Mishnah. Rab Shabsi says in the name of Chizkiah that the word, now also we had in Shmuel's understanding of the Mishnah then, we said that Takona means Mepne Takona Sofer. We want to make things easier for the Sofer that he should be able to have during slack times. He can prepare these pre-made Gittin, where now if a couple comes to him, all they need to do is fill out the details and there he's done. So now we're going to have a different understanding of the words Mishum Takana, and that's going to lead us to a different understanding of a different way of saying who our Mishnah is like. So Rav Shabsi Omer Chizkiah Mishum Ktata. When we say Takana is, we mean a Takana because we want to prevent arguments between husband and wife. So in Shmuel's understanding, Mipnei Takana meant why the sofer is allowed to write the Tofes Gittin. In Chizkiah's understanding, the words Mipnei Takana are why the sofer needs to leave these blank spaces. Why can't he write the whole thing? Because the problem is, if he writes even the husband and the wife's name in, then that can cause a fight between the husband and the wife. What's going to happen? She's going to find out that a get has been written with her name and her husband's name. Now you might have, like Rashi said, on Amud Aleph, the sofer knows that this husband is already that this couple is already quarreling. Fine, but they still might patch it up. But if the wife happens to find out that the sofer has actually already written a get with her name and her husband's name and all the details, she's not going to know that the husband didn't commission it. She's going to think that the husband told the sofer to write that, and that's going to really cause a quarrel between them. Therefore, Rav Shabsi is telling us that no, when the Mishnah says Mipnei Takana is the reason why the sofer should not write those details in the get. If he just writes a generic get without any details, there's not going to be any ktata, because of course this particular wife has no way of knowing that whether this get has anything to do with her. So therefore, the Vira Meir he Da'ama Edi Chasim Akarti. So therefore, that follows that our Mishnah would be according to a Meir who says that Edi Chasim Akarti, and therefore according to him, we don't care if any part of the get was written Lashma. So therefore, so not only would you not have to leave Hareat Muteris L'Chodam, technically you wouldn't even have to leave the names of the husband and wife blank, but Mishum Ktata, you should leave those blank. But he would therefore disagree with Shmuel and say that it's fine to write Hareat Muteris L'Chodam. You can't write the names because of Ktata, and of course you can't write the date because it would be predated, and that would be no good, as we discussed before on Daf Yud Zayin, and as we're going to learn soon in our Gemara and discuss again the reason why you need a date and a get. So Uvedinu Dafilo Torah Nami Lichtov. Now, in other words, Chizkiah is telling us, really in principle, the sofer could have even written the Torah, because according to the Mayor, we don't care that the Torah has to be written Lashma. The Zimnin, the Shamale, the Sofer, the Kokosiv, but it might happen that the wife hears the Sofer writing, the Savra, Ihu Ka'amale, and she's going to think that her husband told the Sofer to write it, and the result is there's going to be an argument between the husband and wife. So according to that, Mipnei Takana is why, even though the mayor holds that the entire get could have been written Shalom Lishma, it just has to be signed Lishma, but why should you not do that? Why should you leave blank spaces for the husband and wife's names is Mipnei Takana to avoid arguments between the husband and wife. Now a third understanding of the words Mipnei Takana, Rav Chista Omer Avimi Mishum Takonas Agunos. Rav Chista says, in the name of Avimi, a third possibility that Mipnei Takana of our Mishnah means in order to fix things up for Agunos, in order to prevent Agunos. So what does that mean? He didn't specify. So Amri Lo Rav Meir v'Amri Lo Rav Elazar. Some say then that we can understand what Rav Chista is saying according to Rav Elazar, according to Rav Meir, and others say we can understand that according to Rav Elazar. Amri Lo Rav Meir drama Edi Chasim Akauti. Some say that what Rav Chista is saying can be according to Rav Meir, who says Edi Chasim Akauti. Again, he says therefore that none of the get needs to be written Lashma, only the signatures have to be done Lashma. So therefore, we could say, according to the Meir, you could have even written the Torah, but the Zimnin to have it like Totabahada, but you might have a situation where the husband has an argument already with his wife, and he's very mad at her. So as soon as he finds a ready-made get, he's going to give it to her right away. He'll throw it to her right away. He'll take that already written get and just quickly get Adam to sign it and then throw it to her right away. And then he's going to leave her, and then he's going to leave her stuck, meaning divorced without a husband. Rashi understands that it doesn't literally mean she's going to be an agunas and she can't remarry. Of course she can remarry. She has a perfectly valid get in her hand. But the fact is, it's better for a woman to be married than not. And therefore, Rav Chista, according to that, is using the word aguna a little bit loosely, just to mean, in other words, that he's going to leave her stuck without a husband. So in other words, the idea would be that Rav Meir says that according to that understanding, if Nat Akana would be, the Chachamim want to give the husband a little bit of a chance to cool off. Therefore, we have to have the sofer leave blank spaces in the get for the husband and wife and date. And then he has to do all of that, even though according to the mayor, those don't have to be written lishma. But practically speaking, getting the sofer to write all of those in is going to delay things a little bit, give him a chance to cool off, and therefore make it less likely that he'll actually divorce her. So according to that, we would say mepnei takana means in order to avoid divorce when possible. The Rashba actually doesn't like that explanation of Rashi at all. He says, I mean, the fact is, the word aguna means aguna. Where all of a sudden are you getting that should mean that should mean just divorced. So he says, no, what it means is, in other words, if the husband is so angry and he wants to just divorce his wife, that's that. What he might actually do is he might throw the get to her in such a way where there ends up being, we're going to learn later on in the Masechta that we talked about, we touched on it briefly before, that a husband can throw a get to his wife and to kosher a get, but only if it lands korev lo, only if it lands closer to her than to him. And we'll learn later on in the ayins around daf ayin ches or so of our Masechta, we're going to talk about what exactly it means closer to her. But anyway, the point is that there can be a case where it's a suffix, whether it's closer to him or to her, and then she's suffix megoreshes. So the Rashba learns that's what the Gemara means over here. He might be so mad that he just takes this ready-made get and throws it to her and then leaves. What happens if it's suffix korev law? He's suffix korev law, then she really is an aguna because she might still be married to him, she might not. So therefore, again, Rav Meir wants that there should be blank spaces left in the get for the names of the husband and the wife and the date. He doesn't require, again, according to this, he wouldn't require Hareat Materis L'chol Adam, because according to him, the whole get anyway could have really been written Shaloi L'shma, but at least like this, it gives the husband a bit of a cooling off time where then once the get is properly filled in, then he'll give it to her normally and there won't be any question of Igor. Anyway, so if we understand Rav Chista that way, then it means the Mishnah is according to the mayor. Amila Rabbi Lazar, Dama Edim Asira Kauti, or you could also understand Rav Chista's statement, Mishum Takonas Agunas, could be according to Rabbi Lazar, that Edim Asira Kauti, and therefore that the Vachos of Law means that the Torah has to be written Lashma, or Vidinu Dafil the Torah is Namila Lichtov. Really, in fact, then, the Mishnah would be saying that according to the Tanakhama, you really ought not to even write the Tofus because you might come to write the Torah, like we said before. The Zimnin de Boil Mezal Amdinasayam, but conceivably you could have a case where the husband wants to go overseas. Veloy Ashkech Sakra, he may not find a sofer who has the time to write up a whole get from scratch. The Shavik Lova Ozel, so then the husband may just say, well, I need to leave on my trip and I'm gonna leave my wife without a get, and then she may end up being an aguna because if he's missing an action or whatever over there, then she may be stuck. So therefore, according to that, then the Mepnei Takonas Agunas would be a reason to say why we should allow the sofer to fill in to write out these tofsim in order to have things as ready as possible for a husband who wants to go out of town and then this way there'll be less of a problem of him leaving his wife in Aguna. So okay, so we have a bunch of different understandings of the word of the words mipnei atakona in our Mishnah, and that yields different understandings of who our Mishnah is like. So again, to recap, we have Shmuel's understanding of mipnei atakona, who Rabbi Yonason actually was the one who said it within Shmuel's opinion, that it means that for the sake of the sofer, we allow him to have pre-made gittin that are ready to be filled in. The second explanation we had was Rav Chizkiah's explanation, Rav Shamsi Amar Chizkiah, was that we want just the opposite. You could, in principle, write out the whole get, natakana, to avoid fights between breaking out between the husband and the wife when she finds out that a get has been written in her name. We don't want the names filled in yet. And then we have natakana can also mean natakana sagunos. We're within that. Doesn't mean that we don't want to promote divorce. So just the opposite. We want to make it more possible for the husband to give her a get before he goes overseas. Those are two different ways. Within that, those are two different ways of understanding. If we say means we want to avoid people getting divorced so fast, then it would be, that would be according to the mayor's opinion. You could really have written the whole thing, but we don't want to give the husband the chance to divorce her so impulsively. Or we say it's according to the Belazar, then it would mean just the opposite. Why are the Chachamim allowing to write Toif Segitin in order to make it easier for the husband to have the get filled in when he wants to go to Medina Sayyam?
Okay. And the one that said that if you throw it in the gold
hat. That was the Rashba saying within the understanding over here of Netakana Saguna. Okay. Next, we said in the Mishnah, Mokam Azman. We said another thing that you have to leave empty in the get in when you're making Toif Segitin, you have to leave a blank space for the date. So the Gemara points out kaposik v'toni. Now the Mishnah is telling us a blanket statement and two things really. The Mishnah is telling us first of all The Mishnah is telling us you can't have the date. You can't have the get bear the date that it was written. You have to have the date that it was actually being given, because that's what we're saying. In other words, the sofer can't write in advance the get, and we'll say fine. The date in the get is the date that it was written. We can't have that. It has to be that the date in the get is the date that it's actually being given. And therefore, we have to leave it blank until the get is actually going to be given. So therefore, and that means loishnomin an isurin veloishnomin an erisin. Now, the Mishnah is not making any distinction between whether she was an arusa or whether she was already a nesua. So no matter what, even if he's divorcing an arusa, you have to have a date that's written as of when the get is given, not when it's written.
So we're going to say
why that is. That's the Gemara is going to discuss that now. Now, Tosfos points out the Gemara earlier on Daf Yud Zayin, when we first brought up the point that the get has to have a date in it, the Gemara did not get into this whole analysis. The reason is because how did the Mishnah go over there? The Mishnah was telling us over there that a predated get was possible. So automatically we understand from that it means the get has to bear a date. But here, there would have been no reason for the Mishnah to have to mention that you leave blank the date of the get, were it not that it's implying that, after all, the Mishnah hadn't mentioned that you have to leave Hariat Materis Lechol Adam either, and according to Shmuel, you have to leave that. So therefore, that means the Mishnah is clearly implying that a get must bear the date that it's given, unlike that previous Mishnah, where you don't necessarily have that influence. That's why the Gemara is focusing on it here. So the question is, now we learned back on Daf Yud Zayin two reasons why a get has to have a date. We had Rabbi Yochanan's reason, Mishum Basachoisai, because she might be his niece or some other close relative that he's allowed to marry, where if she's Mizana, he doesn't want her to be executed by Beis Din, or as Tosfos said over there, we also don't want to be Motzi Laz on the children, even when there's no Mrs. Beis Din, whatever, and therefore he's going to give her a get without a date and claim her or predate it and claim that it was from before the Znus. So therefore we don't want that. And according to the Shlokish, the reason was Mishum Peiros, because the husband is only entitled to Peiros from his wife's Nechasim until he divorces her. And we want to make sure that the Lekuchas, anybody who bought from him is going to be able to validly keep what they have, rather than the wife claiming that the get was given earlier and therefore she was entitled to those Peiros. So now let's analyze that in light of what we're saying over here, that we're saying that whether the get is being given to a nesua or an arusa, either way, it needs to bear a date of when it's actually given. So b'shlemim in anisuin. So when she was fully married, and then all the tenoik suba, including payrus, go into effect, then it's easy to understand. Whether you follow Rabbi Yochanan's point that's basa choisei, that consideration exists because there's a nesua she would be chayiv nisa if he was mizana, and therefore the husband would have reason to falsely pretend that he divorced her before that. And peiros also applies because the peiros come into effect by the nesuim. At that point, the husband has the right to peiros, so therefore we want to safeguard the rights of the lekumes. But if you're telling me that your get has to be dated properly, even when it's written only to an arusa, the problem is, Rabbi Yochanan's point about basa choisa, sure, that's a factor, because even as an arusa, she'd be chayiv misa if she was mizana, and therefore he'd want to prevent that from happening. But if you're telling me it's only the matter of peiros, according to the shlokish, arusa mi isla peiros, does an arusa have peiros? Meaning, when we say, does she have peiros? The husband who has the peiros. Rashi says it means, does she have the din of peiros? The whole point is, we learned in Ksubas, why do the Chacham make the takana that the husband has peiros from the wife's nichsimalug? Is in return for the fact that pirkoina, in return for the fact that if she's captured or taken, if she's taken prisoner or whatever, that he has the responsibility to ransom. So because of that, in return for that, the Chacham gave him peiros. Well, when she's in arusa, he's not required to do that yet. When you have a matter of opinion, shvuyim, but it's not more specifically on him than it is on any other Jew. So the whole concept of peiros doesn't exist yet. So according to Rish Lakish, why would a get for an arusa require a date? The matter of peiros doesn't apply in that case. Amram answers, Hom milsa shamis mine de Ola. I heard the following statement from Ola, that it is the Omer Meshum Takonas Vlad. He said it's in order to keep things correct for the baby. That because of that, therefore you need a get for dear, therefore you need a date of an arusa's get. Valoya dynamite. I didn't understand. What did he mean by that? What baby and what an arusa? How does she even have a baby? She and her husband haven't had relations yet. So what baby are we talking about? Kibin Shamita Lahot. You have to find, by the way, many times in Shas with Amoroyim would say something almost like in code words to their Talmidim, and they expected their Talmidim, I'm gonna pick up on it and understand it. To hear Rabbi Amram is saying, I couldn't figure out what they're talking about until Kibin de Shamita Laha de Tanya. Then when I heard this that it says in a Braisa, Ha'oimer kisfu get la arusasi. Suppose a husband says, write a get for my arusa. I'm not going to give it to her now. Lichsha echnesena agarashen. After I fully marry her, after we do the chuppah, and then be a rishona and all that, then I will use that to divorce her. Why would he do that? It's not a right thing to do. In fact, the Abba Locha, that's mentioned in a couple of places in Shas, and the Rambam also brings it in two places, that a man is not allowed to marry a woman having in mind to divorce her, unless he informs her of that explicitly, and then you have to a certain extent is allowed. But anyway, so whatever, we're not talking about that he's doing something that's the right thing to do, but nevertheless, it has validity, Abba Locha. So, however, the Braisa says, ain't a get. Such a thing is not a get. Now, why not? So what do we mean by in a get? We'll get back to that in a second. But va'oma ula, ma tam, so Ula says, why not? What's wrong with that? Gzera shema yemru gita kodim livna. Because we make gzera, people might think that her get was given, people see the date on the get, they're going to think that it was given before she became pregnant. After all, once they do nisuin, they have first relations, she could become pregnant from that. And then therefore, people are going to see the get that was dated before that. And they're going to think that the baby was born out of wedlock and that's a pajama on the baby. Hachinami, the same thing over here. We can say in our Mishnah, why, in our Mishnah, we're not talking about where he's writing the get in advance and saying, I'm only going to give it to her after the nisuin. He's saying, I'm giving it to her while she's in Arusa. Nevertheless, we can say the same thing. That it means later on, if he marries, same idea, later on, if he marries or if she becomes pregnant, people are going to say, Gita Kodim Lavna, and it's a pagam on the baby. Now, Rashi learns, when we say Eina Get, we learned the other day, we're going to learn in more detail later in the Masechta, about the concept of Get Yosham. We said you have a case where a husband writes a get for his wife, and then before it's given to her, he and she are in Yichud together. So we call that get yoshan, and we say you shouldn't give such a get, because again, you have the same problem that people are going to say gita kodim luvna, or actually later on in the Masechta, the Gemara discusses, we touched on it briefly earlier, that the problem is he might have been mephias, so he might have taught, he might have, he, they might have made up, They might have been made, they might have made up, and he was mevatel the get. But in any case, we also have this point of gita kodim lovna. So Rashi explains that this is all included over here. When we say ain a get, it's because it's a get yosha. On the other hand, Tosfos disagrees with that and says, because the fact is a get yosha, and it's true, you're not supposed to marry it, you're not supposed to give it, but b'dievet, if you gave it, and then the woman we marries, then we don't force her to get divorced. Rather, Tosfos says, no. A get yoshan, all you had was yichud. You don't know whether they had relations. Here, he actually married her. They actually did chuppah and the whole nine yards. We have a strong reason to assume they actually had relations. Generally, when a couple gets married, they usually have relations that night. So therefore, so now we have much more of a reason to think that there was vaday bia, and therefore that the get should be possible. So it's not like Rashi says that it's just a get yoshan. It's strong. It's worse even than a get yoshan.
When it says not to have a date written, is it within a week?
So then we learned before that you could even have the get, even have the date could be written just within the Shemitah, within this particular Shemitah of the Yovel. But at least we have, you know, it does accomplish its purposes as far as Bas HaChose and as far as Paris, that there's a certain time before that that it does, that obviously wasn't in effect. Whereas if you have no date at all or it's predated, then it's no good. But so here, again, Rashi learns that the problem with writing a get for an arusa and saying I'm going to use it after the nisuin is that it would be get yoshan. And Tosfos says it's even worse than get yoshan because here there was definitely bia. But Tosfos also points out, actually, that, and here you have a number of Rishonim discuss various ins and outs of this, that now Tosfos begins with the question, one second, the Edom are going to see that this get is predated and that already the woman is in a sua, and therefore they're not going to want to sign on such a get. After all, we learned before, the Edom have to read the get before they sign it. So what's the problem? If it's predated, then he's not going to get anybody to sign it anyway. But no, Tosfos says, the get says the word arusosi. It says that she's my arusa, so they're going to think she might still be an arusa. They're not going to realize that's already after the nisuin, and therefore they might not realize that there's a problem signing the get. And then Tosfos goes on to discuss. So in that case, what's the problem with the payers? They're going to think that people are going to think that she was only an arusa and there were no payers yet. And on the other hand, Tosfos says that no, they're not going to buy the payers unless they know she's in a sewer. So there's a coil that she was married, et cetera. So Tosfos discusses a bunch of ins and outs of that detail. Different other Rishonim discuss different other related points on it as well. What do we have over here? One point is that when we're talking about over here, where he wrote it when she was in Arusa, and then he marries her, and then he wants to use it. So we're saying that it might be considered a get yoshan. But the fact is, so Tosfos Arosh says actually in this case, in this particular case, Rish Lakish would agree when he says the reason why you need a date and a get is because of Paris, he would agree that until he gives the get, then Paris still exists because the Edom or the Edom Asira will give out word that you can't rely on the date of the get. And the Taz gives a reason for it is because usually Rish Lakish would say once the husband decided to divorce her, then he forfeits the Paris, but here he obviously didn't decide to divorce her yet because he married her in between, so therefore that might be a reason why he still has the Paris. And then different other Rishonim talk about different other details and nuances within that. The Rashba also points out the other way around that if he gives it to her after Nisuin, then it says in the get that she's an Arusa, so therefore they're not going to sign it. Similar to a point that Tosfos has made. And there are different other points about that. So now we understand why it is that even a get of an Arusa needs to have a date, even if you say like Rish Lakish Mishum Peres, because you have the concern of Gita Kodim Luvna.
Because
it would be a laws on the trial, right? Okay. The Gemara continues. Omer Abzera. Omer Abzera, Omer Abshila, Omer Abhamnuna Sova, Omer Abadaba'ava, Omer Rab. Halacha Kirab Alazar. Okay, so now let's talk about, we have the three different opinions in our Mishnah about whether you can write Tofse Gittin or not. Again, according to the Tanakhama, you could write Tofsim of all Shtaris. According to the Yehuda, you can't write any, and according to the Belazer, you could write toifsim of other shtaris, and according to Tosfos, even the Torah for other shtaris, just not the Torah for a get. So Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Vashila, Amar Rav Nuna Sava, Amar Rav Adab Abba, Amar Rav Halacha Kedav Belazer. The Halacha is like Rav Belazer in that you can't write toifsim gittin because you might come to write the Torah. Tosfos read actually says a different explanation that halacha kerab lazer could mean about the general concept of edim asira kauti, the general concept that we've been talking throughout the masechta, that it's the edim asira that make get take effect. So now Rav would be passing in like rabbi lazer in that, whereas according to Rashi he's passing in strictly in our case of on mishnah over here that the halacha is like rabbi lazer that you can't write even tosfos again. Kori Rav Aleid Rav Elazar Tuvina de Hakimi. So Rav in fact nicknamed Rav Elazar the most fortunate of the Chachamim. That he agrees with him, and he gave him that nickname. So the Gemara asks, Vafilu b'shtar shtaris nami. Does that mean that Rav agrees with Rav Elazar about other shtaris as well? That you can't pre-write them. Or rather the other way around, that he says that you could pre-write them, that Rabbi Lazar is saying in the Mishnah that you could pre-write the Toifas of other Shtaris, only Gittin not. Does Rav really agree with that? Don't we find that Rapapi said in the name of Rava? Now, of course, Rav being an Amora could argue with that, but still, the Gemara is assuming that what he's saying is accepted by the other Chachamim as well. So he says, "Hi, Asharta to Dayoni, an Asharta, which is where the Dayonim certify. It's a Kiyum. It's another name for a Kiyum Ashtar, where Ashtar is brought to Beis Din, and Beis Din looks over the signatures and validates that these, in fact, are the signatures of the Edim. And as we've talked about before, there are five different ways of doing that. The Edim themselves can come. They can compare it to other signatures they have on file. Other Edim can come and testify, etc. You have a number of different ways. You can be Mekayim Ashtar. Once you do that Kiyum, then the Dayonim write on the Ashtar a formula that says that we Beis Din of three looked over the Ashtar and found that the signatures on it are valid and were signing. So the Papi is telling us, "Hi, Asharta Dayoni, the Michtav Mikami de Lis Hadusadi Achsimas Yudayu." If they write out the nusach of it before the Edim actually come to testify on those signatures, psula, then that would be possible. Either only signing it after the Edim came and testified, doesn't matter. You can't write the formula that we came and we saw that these signatures are valid before the Edim actually come and do it. Alma Mexi Kashikra. So you see, what's the problem? The problem is it looks like a lie. How could you be writing? We sat and we validated these signatures when the Edim didn't come yet. So Hochinami Mechsi Kashikra. So therefore, wouldn't that imply by other shtaris as well? It would seem you have the same problem, Mechsi Kashikra. So again, according to Rashi, even writing the Toifas is already considered Mechsi Kashikra. It looks like a lie. How can you write on such and such a day, blank, borrowed from blank, when it didn't actually happen yet? According to Tosfos and Amud Aleph, that you could even write the Torah, that Rebbe Lazar in the Mishnah is saying you could write even the Torah by other shtaris, then the question is even stronger. You're writing actually that Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. How can you write that? Wouldn't it be Mechsi Kashikra if the fact is didn't take place yet? So what do you mean that Rav is saying that Rabbi Lazar is the most fortunate of the Chachamim, implying that the Halacha is always like him in this matter, when we see he apparently disagrees when it comes to the matter of Kiyum Shtaris and presumably other Shtaris as well? However, the Gemara says, "Valesem Medid of Nachman." However, what Rav Papi is saying, we don't accept because it contradicts what Rav Nachman says. The Amr of Nachman, Oymahoyer of Meir, we learned before, Rav Nachman says that Rav Meir says, "Afilu motzei ba'ashba," even if you found the get, even if you found a get in the garbage, chosme v'nosnila, and you signed it and gave it to the wife, kosher, then it would be kosher. So therefore we see that Rav Meir is not concerned about Mechsi Kashikra, even though the whole get was written beforehand. Nevertheless, he wouldn't be concerned about that. So v'afilu rabbanon like pligi alei d'rameir ela b'gitin noshim. In fact, even the chachamim are going to argue with Rameir only when it comes to gitin, the bar'in and k'siva l'shma, because after all, for the get, you need to have k'siva, and you have to act, the get has to be written l'shma. According to Rabbi Lozer, you say you need edim mesira kauti, and therefore. Therefore, if you don't write the shtar l'shma, then if you don't write at least the Torah l'shma, then that's no good. But when it comes to other shtaris, it's not so, and we don't need anything l'shma, and therefore it doesn't matter whether. Therefore, even the other chachamim would agree that you could write the rest of it shaloi l'shma. You could write it even in advance. So evidently, not even though Rapapi is saying we're concerned about mechzik shikra, apparently we don't hold like that. The fact that Rav Nachman tells us that Rav Meir doesn't hold like that would imply that the other chachamim apparently don't have a problem with that. The Amr of Asi, Amr of Yechanan, and in fact we see also that Rav Asi tells us in the name of Rav Yechanan, shtar shalava boy, if you borrowed money with a certain shtar, oporoi, and then you paid back the loan on that same day, you can't borrow money with the same shtar again, because the shibud of the shtar has already been forgiven, and you can't reactivate that shibud, implying, by the way, machlokas rishonim within that, does that mean the shtar is completely possible, or does it mean only that you can't use it to collect from mishabodim, but maybe you could use it to collect from b'nei chorin? It's machlokas between the Rif and the Ram, between the Rif and various other rishonim versus the Rambam. Anyway,
you could only collect from the.
So according to the opinion that you could collect from Bnei Chorin, and then that's that. It means you could collect from the Malva, from the Loiva himself, just not from property that he sold to somebody else. If you say like the Rambam, the shtar is completely worthless, then it means you don't even have a shtar. But anyway, the point, and then therefore, the Loiva could always. The difference being, in other words, can the Loiva deny, for example, that the second loan took place? If you say the shtar is considered completely worthless, then he could claim whatever he wants. If you say the shtar is worth something, then at least you can't claim that I paid it back already, because shtarach b'yadi, my boy, what would your shtar be doing in my possession if you already paid it off? But you wouldn't be able to collect from the shibonim. Anyway, the point is that time of the nimchal shibodai. So what are you telling me? Because the shibud was already cancelled by the shtar being paid off, therefore you're saying that you can't reuse the shtar. But avamashim shikra lechashinim. Apparently, we're not concerned about mechzik shikra, and therefore, so that shows not like Rav Papi says. So again, the question was, how could Rav agree with Rav Elazar that you could write Tofsei Shtaris in advance, and according to Tosfos, even the Torah for most Shtaris in advance, wouldn't it be Mechzik Shikra? And we see Rav Papi is telling us in the name of Rav that would be a problem. The answer is, the Gemara says, no, Mechzik Shikra is not a problem. We're not concerned about Mechzik Shikra when it comes to other Shtaris, and therefore there's no problem of pre-writing.
Because
we're not concerned about Mechzik Shikra. We, even though the Papi said by an Ashar to Dedayoni that we are concerned about it, nevertheless, the halacha would not be like him, and you could pre-write it as long as it's signed only after the Edom come and validate their signature. That's all according to Rashi. Tosfos has a different understanding, which is that when the Gemara says Valesa, no, it doesn't mean Valesa with the Rapapi. It doesn't mean we reject what Rapapi said as halacha. It means Valesa, the Gemara is saying, we reject the question. Rapapi is saying by an Ashauta Dayoni, you can't write in advance. Fine, an Ashauta Dayoni, we have to hold to a higher standard. The Dayonim are saying, we heard testimony that these signatures are valid, therefore they can't actually write that until they hear that. But the question that you're asking, because of that, we should extend that concept of Mechzik Shikra to other shtaris, the Gemara says Valesa, that's not so. By other shtaris, we're not concerned about that. Only by an Ashar. So according to Tosfos' understanding, the din about Ashar to the Dayonim is still correct. The Dayonim can't write that formula before the Edom actually come and testify. But by other shtaris, we don't say that. By other shtaris, the sofer could even write the whole thing before at least the Tofus, according to Rashi, even the Torah, according to Tosfos, and write the whole thing, and we're not concerned about Mechzik Shikra. Okay. Shkrach, everyone.